Oh, it's the sighing. Oh, it always happens.
Will you stop disappearing if you tell a poem?
It might help. Anything to entertain.
Oh, please tell.
There are certain things as a spider, a ghost, the income tax, gout, an umbrella for three that I hate. But the thing that I hate the most is a thing they call the sea. Pour some salt water over the floor. Ugly, I'm sure you'll allow it to be. Suppose it extended a mile or more. That's very like the sea. Beat a dog till it howls outright. Cruel, but all very well for a spree. Suppose that he did so day and night. That would be like the sea. I had a vision of nursery maids. Tens of thousands passed by me, all leading children with wooden spades, and this was by the sea. Who invented those spades of wood? Who was it cut them out of the tree? None, I think, but an idiot could, or one that loved the sea. It is pleasant and dreamy, no doubt, to float with thoughts as boundless and souls as free. But suppose you are very unwell in the boat. How do you like the sea? There is an insect that people avoid. Whence is derived the verb to flee? Where have you been by it most annoyed? In lodgings by the sea. If you like your coffee with sand for dregs, a decided hint of salt in your tea, and a fishy taste in the very eggs, oh, by all means choose the sea. For I have friends who dwell by the coast. Pleasant friends they are to me. It's when I'm with them I wonder most that anyone likes the sea. Oh, they take me a walk, though tired and stiff. To climb the heights I madly agree. Oh, and after a tumble or so from the cliff, they kindly suggest the sea. I try the rocks, and I think it cool that they laugh with such an excess of glee. Oh, as I heavily slip into every pool that skirts the cold, cold sea.
Oh, you're fading again. Oh. Do stop sighing.
Was that entertaining?
Very.
Really?
I can't hear you. She's running very fast.
Who?
The Red Queen. Can you see her?
No, I'm fading. Is she coming this way?
Yes.
All the more reason to fade.
Do stop sighing, please.
Has he gone?
Who?
That beastly gnat.
Yes, he faded away. Poor unhappy creature.
Oh, he's always doing that. Ignore him. How are you feeling? Up to another run? The brook's just down there, you know. It's all wind, the fifth square. Loads of it.
I'm feeling rather hot and thirsty.
I know what you'd like. A biscuit. A biscuit to quench your thirst. Here, I have just the thing.
I really don't want a biscuit.
Come along. You know you want to.
I'd really rather not.
Come along. Refreshing? Thirst quenched, I hope? I knew it. Have another.
No, thank you.
I always eat a dry biscuit before a run. Ready? Sure you won't have another?
Quite sure.
Onward. Onward. Into the fifth square. All wind, you know, the fifth square. Wind like soup. Can you see the brook?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Run. Run.
Aren't you coming with me?
Goodness, no. Too windy for me. Run.
Oh. I can barely stand it so strong. It really is like soup. There's someone up ahead. Maybe they can help me onto the brook quickly.
What's the matter with it? There's no pleasing it. I've pinned it here. I've been in there. I've never known my shawl in such a temper. Oh, get out of my face.
Am I addressing the White Queen?
Who? What?